Gloomy show. That's too high. Can you go the other way? No, so soon the toils of life will cease, where no sorrow we shall know.
Thank you. Salvation. 638, beautiful grace of Jesus.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. As our tongue is striving, where shall this grace begin? Taking away my burden, set my spirit free. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the master's grace of Jesus changes the world, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Our sing me a song of
Good evening. Number 636, the love of God.
Since the love of God has shed Christ's blessing on my head,
singing.
44, to God be the glory.
Yeah. Save it today.
It's a song that I don't believe we've sung much in a long time. It's an old song. I learned it back out of the Sacred Selections book. Please note that there is an alto lead in the chorus. So altos, please be watching for that. A friend like you had, it's something that's when we consider our Savior, our friend. That seems to be a challenging concept for me. But we find these words in John 15. John 15, starting in verse 12, this is Jesus speaking. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. A friend like you.
Yeah. Still far from Jesus, standing there.
song will be, I Will Wait for the Dawn of Praises. I Will Wait for the Dawn of Praises. Number 11 is second.
Amen.
know about you, but I don't know where the time goes when you sing. Only be wonderful when we could sing forever. Talking with Mike a while ago, sing forever and not get hoarse and not have to cough, not have to take a drink of water. It's good to see everyone. I can't believe we're close to the end. We'll sing. I'll lead a couple songs, and then Austin will have a get our invitation. Really appreciate it. And a lot of new faces that I don't know. Thank you for coming, and look forward to getting to know each and every one of you. Both the songs I'm going to lead are from the old songs of the church book. And I know I've led one of them here before, but we'll sing Lovest Thou Me More Than Thee.
Thank you.
I'm going to do a reading out of Psalm 40. Psalm chapter 40 and verse 8. Psalm 40 and verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I will not restrain my lips. O Lord, you know. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I've spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I've not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. Did you hear that tonight? It was hard to miss. When I looked across the aisle, when I saw my brother, and I saw my sister, I saw them living this. They said, I'm not going to hide your goodness in my heart. I'm going to sing it. I'm going to proclaim it. I'm going to proclaim your loving kindness, your faithfulness, your mercy, your justice, your righteousness to me in front of the great congregation. But why? Why would they do that? Well, that is answered in verse 1. Psalm 40 and verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and trust the Lord. Why do you ask that we just spent an hour and 20 minutes singing? Because we were in the pit. And he took us out of the pit, and he set our feet on a rock. We have been delivered from the wickedness of this world, from sin, from the devil, from the powers of hell. And many will see when we sing to our God. Many will see, and they will put their trust in the Lord. That's why we sing. But is that you tonight? You've been sitting here and you see the words and you may mumble them, but your heart is far from him. You have something weighing you down. You are broken inside, whether that is you do not know Jesus or whether that is you've got some kind of sin in your life. We want you to sit and stand on the promises, stand on the rock. Sit with Christ at the table, with us, so that we can sing together. Can we help you tonight? Is there some need that you have? If it's an urgent need, we're getting ready to sing a song to your encouragement. But if you have a question about something that you sang tonight, something that you're thinking about spiritually, we want to help you with that. Whatever your need may be, why don't you let that be known while we stand and sing?
The great physician now is here, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks a drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweet as tone in Sarah's song. Sweet as name on mortal tongue. Sweet as carol ever sung. Jesus, blessed Jesus.
to those who have driven many miles and put in a lot of effort to be here. We thank you for those efforts. We've all heard the phrase before, go with a song in your heart. And I sure hope that each one of us are able to do so this evening. Songs have a way of being able to remember, put words with those melodies to keep the words that we're told in Scripture on our heart. I encourage you to continue to develop a love for song, because it has many, many abilities and ways to keep us to be able not only remember, but our Maker designed us to be able to sing, and He's instructed us to do so as a part of our worship to Him. Before we are dismissed, we're going to ask that Brother Chris Bradley lead us in a word of prayer, and after that prayer, we will be dismissed.
Let us pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this time we've been allowed to gather here this evening to sing songs of praise unto Thee, and pray that everything said and done here this evening has been in accordance with Thy will and pleasing unto Thee. We're thankful, Father, for all the blessings of this life that You bestow upon us, but most especially we're thankful for the spiritual blessings that are ours through Jesus Christ our Lord. Pray, Father, we're thankful, Father, for this local congregation, for their stand for the truth, and pray that it might always be so. Pray, Father, forgiveness of our sins as we repent of them. Pray that You be with us as we depart. Be with us throughout our lives. If we have been found faithful, give us that home with Thee in heaven. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Enjoy this.
Well, I'm glad it is well. Good.